Welcome to this university course. In these sections, we will focus, well, on the topic of academic podcasts. But it should not only be about podcasts in theory. I learn best when I can do it myself. That's why I also like to use the principle of project or problem-based learning in my own courses. So in this section, we want to get a podcast up and running. Yes, that's right. You are going to make a podcast. Are you ready for it? Yes, then you've definitely come to the right place. You are listening to the ultimate university course in academic podcasting, from theory to implementation. You want to be a content creator? You want to be an expert in audio recording and post-production for podcasts? Then this is the right place for you. My name is Christian Huber, but please just call me Christian. I enjoy podcasting and would like to share my experiences with you. Surely you want to know first what is to be done in this university course. Well, then I start telling you right away. Before we meet for the first time, please listen to your favorite podcast again. I'd like you to briefly tell us, well, as a kind of personal introduction to our group, what podcasts you already listen to and, of course, what your favorite podcast is about. But I'm not only interested in the content. No, we want to get right into it. Please tell us how the podcast is usually structured. What is the structure that you can listen to? I don't want all this introduction to take so long. I will run the clock along and after 60 seconds it's over. 60 seconds, that's already relatively long for listening. If you just start talking without a concept and so on, then you probably won't manage to report the most essential things in 60 seconds. So think carefully about what you say. And again, after 60 seconds, I will turn off your sound. Oh yes, and one more detail. A PowerPoint or any other slide or video presentation is not wanted here. It's all about audio podcasts, so we want to hear you in as best quality as possible. And of course, we want to see you talking, so turn on your webcam and microphone. Let's go! After you've introduced yourself and your favorite podcast, I want to give you some thoughts on academic podcasting. What does academic podcast mean? Who makes them? And most importantly, why are they made? So what is the motivation to produce academic podcasts and make them available online? And then we jump right into production. Together, we think about what we want to produce for an academic podcast and, above all, who our target audience should be. We also discuss how good storytelling can be applied to podcasts and what elements a good podcast should have. Yes, we want our podcast to be as professional as possible. This includes music and a good sound mix. Oh yeah, almost forgot the most important thing. Of course, it's about the sound recording and the necessary post-production to make the sound as comfortable as possible to listen. You'll be working a lot in groups. Of course, there are also solo podcasts. But, well, I think a podcast where there are several speakers, like in an interview, is more interesting. And that's exactly what I had in mind for our podcast. So you're going to record a podcast episode in a group. One time you are in the role of the main speaker and on another time you're talking more of a backseat as an interviewer. Yeah, that's really all the structure I want to give you to get started. Our main work time together will certainly be during the next hours. After that, you'll have a little more freedom to work out with your group when you record the podcast, when and how to create the audio mix and in post-production to create everything important for the publishing. At the end, there is the final submission, where you upload your podcast episode and I will publish it and put it online. A quick word about the grading. I will evaluate your commitment to the sessions. Are you engaged or do others have to wait for you? Therefore, there's also a self and peer evaluation that will help me to adjust the grading. If you don't engage at all, you may also have to repeat the assignment again to pass. But don't be afraid. I will support you so that your voice and what you want to say will be heard well. Please accept me as a coach who wants to bring you forward individually. I help you and I am always available for all your burning issues. Still in the mood for podcasts? Then get started right away. I look forward to meet you. Remember your introduction and to tell us about your favorite podcast right at the beginning. And then at the end of this university course, I'm looking forward to your own podcast episode. Have fun, get involved yourself and benefit from this session about academic podcasts.